Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hearts of Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Demaya Bishop, and I'm here with
Coco Al,
Jazzy Frierson.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and 5-star rate. So today is Friday. How y'all feeling?
Ready for the weekend.
Yeah. What you plan on doing this weekend?
I don't even know for real.
I keep forgetting it's a long weekend. We got Monday off.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Other than that, I didn't plan anything really because I forgot. So I'll probably just stay at home. What about you?
Well, Sunday is my mom's birthday, and we're having a cookout.
Well, that should be fun.
Yeah. And now it's time for the Red Fox Weekend Review.
The Hartsville cross-country team traveled to Darlington on Tuesday for their second race of the year. Out of the 9 schools that were represented at the meet, the Hartsville girls and boys placed second. The boys were led by Ethan Hickey with a 18:46 and Agnes Brown with a 20:24. The Lady Foxes were led by Reagan Reed with a 23:14 and Delilah Wilkinson with a 26:12. They will head to West Florence High School on the 6th for their next meet. Good luck, Foxes.
On Tuesday, the volleyball team played Dalton at home. Hartsville swept Dalton in 3 straight games, 25-17 in the first, 25-21 in the second, 25-18 in the third. On Thursday, the Lady Red Foxes then took on Matt B at home, and for the second time this week, the Lady Foxes were able to sweep their opponent winning in 3 straight games, 25-7, 25-14, and 25-8. The Foxes will travel to take the Governor's School on September 6th. Good luck, ladies.
Today, football travels to take on Camden. In Camden, Coach Calabrese had to say, obviously they have really good players, but so do we. The bottom line is we have to continue to get better and do the best we can. We also interviewed Coach Kuntz about how the defense is preparing.
Number 2 is a good one. Okay, he's a receiver. He also goes in at Wildcat quarterback sometime. Number 1 is back from last year. He was good last year. He also goes in Wildcat quarterback, but he's a receiver. Both those two have potential to have big plays all the time. Number 8 is like a 5'7 running back who has really good balance. So when you hit him, you have to make sure you put him down. And the quarterback, who's probably their best player, number 15, is about 240 pounds. But he moves very well for 240 pounds. So he gets a lot of yards at the end of the play.
We also interviewed Coach Kuntz about how the defense is preparing for Camden, and here's what we had to say. We are trying to focus on exactly what they do. They are a great football team, and we're just trying our best to stop big plays. Along with Coach Calabrese and Coach Kuntz, we also interviewed Camden head coach Brian Rempf. He said, we know Hartsville is a good team, so the game will come down to the smallest of details. Tonight at 7:30 at Camden, the Red Foxes will match up against the Bulldogs, which is surely to be a great game.
And that's our Red Fox Weekend Review.
Now we are joined by competitive cheer head coach Ashley Ingles. How are you doing today, Coach?
Doing good. How are y'all?
I'm good.
I'm great. So what are your thoughts on last season?
Last season was a lot of fun. I think it was our best year yet. We finished top 10 in the state. We've never done that before. We had lots of really good, great places throughout the season, and too, the girls were just a lot of fun last year. It was a really good team.
What do you think the team could have done to get a different outcome at state?
Last year? Yeah. Honestly, I say this all the time, where we lack is our tumbling. We're doing all the same stunts as the heavy hitters that are in the top 5. But where we lack on our score sheet is tumbling. So it's just really building that part of our program. So, but it's hard because we don't have an all-star gym in Hartsville like everyone else does. So that's where we can improve.
How about this season? How have things started out?
So this season's been really interesting because this is our hardest routine we've ever had. We finally have one of the really long sequence stunts that everyone else has, and it's been really challenging. We have lots of tumbling this year in the routine, more than we ever have had before. And so really it's been just trying to push the girls to get up their endurance to get through the 2.5 minute routine. So it's been fun, but it's definitely been challenging. We're in like the mental hardship part of, you know, season right now.
What has been the focus this year?
The focus is always, we're here to have fun, because I learned a few years ago that when the fun goes away, the kids shut down and they don't produce. So that's always number one. It's why we went back to camp this year, finally, now that COVID's allowing us to go back. That's where all the bonding happens, all the fun happens. So that's first and foremost. But then really it's just constantly repeating the stunts, constantly repeating the routine and getting up that endurance, because it's hard to get through the 2.5 minute routine.
We will be hosting our first cheer competition here. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it's October 15th. We have really big teams that have registered. I'm really excited about it. River Bluff will be here, St. James, Conway, of course us, all the Florence teams. I got confirmation yesterday that Gilbert will be coming. They're 3A state champs, so that's big. So with all these big teams, there's also the pressure of, like, making sure we're holding a really great event. So we've just been really kind of getting things together to make sure we're going to hold a really great event that people will want to come back to every year. So it'll start at 10 o'clock. We'll have food vendors. Our basketball team's going to be helping us in the concession stands. We have a really great MC come in. We'll have T-shirts. It's going to be a fun time. And then you'll also get to see some competitive cheer that hasn't ever been in this area ever. It's the first one, so it'll be fun.
Coach Boob calls this region the gauntlet. Which teams in the region will be your biggest competition this season?
Biggest competition is always the beach teams. Myrtle Beach and North Myrtle Beach are the two that I always get nervous about. They always start off a lot like us at the beginning of the year, kind of shaky, but then by state and qualifiers, they come out and they hit hard. So, yeah, those are the two that I always get nervous about.
Why are the beach teams always so?
Honestly, I think it's because, you know, they have money there. I mean, honestly, and people just really take, you know, athletics really, they just take it more seriously. I feel like they're like, people move there and they put a lot of focus into that. Not saying that that doesn't happen around here, because that's obviously true, because I mean, we're up in there with the beach teams. We're, you know, placing around the same as them. But they have the facilities. They have more kids to choose from, because there's constantly people moving to the beach. That's just my personal opinion.
With this year's team, what do you think your lady, or with this year's team, what do you think your ladies would do well?
This year, what do I think that they're going to do really well with?
How do you think the ladies would do well?
Okay. Well, our first competition, Spring Valley, we always start with them. It's October 12th or 13th, I think. It's a Tuesday or Wednesday. And we placed second there last year. We were only 2 points away from first last year. So, I mean, if we hit our routine, we're going to be top five. And I keep telling them that if we hit the routine, but we have to hit the routine, and it's so hard. So, I really see us winning a lot of our competitions and then really placing high at state this year.
We have a lot.
On the flip side of that, what do you think you need to work harder on?
So we have a lot of babies on our team this year. There's 5 girls that are at the middle school. That's the most that I've ever taken. Normally I don't take but like 1 or 2. And you can definitely tell a difference with the dynamic of the team, with just the things that we have to go over constantly. They're great. They definitely bring a lot to our team. But the things that I've had to go over this year have been more than years past, and things are just clicking a little bit. It's taking a little longer for them to click. So, yeah, just kind of building up our babies on the team is really what we're going to have to focus on.
We have a lot of characters on the team. Who is the silliest?
Oh, that's hard. I feel like Amari, Jet, and Jamaria Pendergrass. Like, they, and you're right in there too, Maya, with them. Those three. I'm always, like, watching y'all. Y'all were doing something yesterday at practice. Yeah, really everybody acts silly in their own little way. I feel like we're very comfortable with each other this year.
Yeah.
Maybe because we were able to go to camp, but Amari definitely is pretty silly. Miley can be silly, too, but she's, like, quiet silly. You don't really know she's silly until it's already out there. Yeah, those girls.
Okay, Coach, time to really put you on the spot. Which of your coaches is the most entertaining?
Of the coaches? Carol Ann Beasley. She's she is so crazy. She really makes me laugh a lot. Definitely her. She's definitely craziest.
All right. Do you have any shout-outs?
Oh, goodness. Y'all asked me this last year, too. Shout-outs. Honestly, like, the real MVP is always my husband and my kids because they get pulled to all this stuff. I mean, one day that my boys were at cheer practice, and Maya knows this, they were at cheer practice from like 4 to 7:30, and they're only 8 and 5, so, you know, they get a little annoyed. And then my husband's always having to come and pick them up or carry them places because I'm with the girls. So definitely shout out them. And then my coaching staff, because without them I wouldn't be able to do what I do. So, and my girls.
We would like to thank you for your time, and we hope to see you back on the show again.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Always good luck.
Thank you.
Now we will have our Red Fox Player of the Week. The week we have sophomore running back from the Red Fox football team, Hakeem Waters. So we got a few icebreaker questions. If you were famous, what would you be famous for?
I would say I would be a famous football player.
Favorite sports team?
I would say NFL team, the Eagles.
Do you have any favorite movies?
Favorite movies? I like The Waterboy with Adam Sandler.
Your favorite clothing brand?
Nike.
What is your favorite go-to snack?
Purple Doritos.
All right. Where were you born?
I was born in Hartsville, South Carolina.
How did you get started with football?
I started playing football when I was like 8, and I fell in love with it once I seen my brother playing it.
Who is your biggest inspiration?
My brother.
When you are not playing football, what else do you like to do?
I like to run track.
What are some of your life goals?
My main life goal is to make it to the league and retire my mom at an early age.
After it's all said and done, what do you want to be when you get older?
Famous football player.
All right, and what is your favorite quote of all time?
My famous football quote, it's a great quote we use at practice every day. Iron sharpens iron. It's a team win. Team helps each other get better.
Do you have any shout-outs?
Shout-outs. I would like to thank my coach because without him, I wouldn't be here right now. He taught me everything I know.
Hakeem, we would like to thank you for your time. We hope to see you on the show again.
Thanks for having me.
Coco, do you have any shout-outs?
Same as usual. Shout-out everybody in the class and shout-out my family. That's really it.
Family and friends.
I would like to shout-out everybody on the podcast. Thank you for listening. Once again, remember, you can listen to Hearts of Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. I'm your host, Demai Bishop, and I'm here with
The Growl,
Jazzy Frierson.
We out. Boom! We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.